10 minutes later, we turned left off the main road into a narrow lane with high hedges on either side, and from now on it was all uphill. "How many keepers are there?" I asked. 3. Claude threw away a half-finished cigarette. A minute later, he lit another. "I don't usually approve of new methods," he said. "Not on this sort of a job." "Of course. But by God, Gordon, I think we're onto a hot one this time." "You do? There's no question about it." "I hope you're right. It'll be a milestone in the history of poaching," he said. "But don't you go telling a single soul how we've done it, you understand? Because if this ever leaked out, we'd have every bloody fool in the district doing the same thing, and there wouldn't be a pheasant left." "I won't say a word." "You ought to be very proud of yourself," he went on. "There's been men with brains studying this problem for hundreds of years, and not one of them's ever come up with anything even a quarter as artful as you have. Why didn't you tell me about it before?" "You never invited my opinion," I said. And that was the truth. In fact, up until the day before, Claude had never even offered to discuss with me the sacred subject of poaching. Often enough on a summer's evening when work was finished,